This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Parents of high school age kids might be used to the physical mail and the email from colleges and universities courting prospective students. But recently, a new phenomenon has cropped up in which younger kids and their parents are being courted to enroll in the high school of their choice. School choice and an increasingly competitive high school marketplace are driving schools to pour more money and effort into marketing. Larry Sussman writes about the trend in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine. He tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon that another issue is at work, a declining school-age population.
We got estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau that there were about 5% fewer students of high school age in Wisconsin who were attending, obviously, have to attend high school.
And, I mean, it can't be the entire reason, but is that largely the reason why there's this competition now? It seems like it's getting pretty fierce for this. I mean, 5% doesn't sound like it's all that much, but it's a huge number.
Well, the number of students going to private schools declined 17% from the start of the 21st century into 2000 through 2012. And for a number of reasons, primarily the Great Recession limited the ability of many parents to send their children to parochial schools. And it was my contention, and I was able to verify this from State Senator Luther Olson, that one of the unsaid reasons for expanding the choice program was to help some of these schools stay in business.
Even because at the time that this program was put into place, the decline in student population wasn't so noticeable at the time. So is this something that they anticipated?
Well, there were a number of parochial schools that had shown considerable drop in the number of students that they had from 2000 and over the last 5 and 6 years. And I'm sure I can't say this for 100% fact, but I'm sure they did some lobbying of their state legislators to make sure that it was easier to be a choice student and to get into these schools. They need these students. And as I said in the story, two student officials at Pius spent 5 days in China recruiting students last January.
Well, I just want to say something that might – it sounds kind of outlandish, but I'll just say it anyway, which is it seems like so much focus and effort and money is being thrown at attracting new students. Why can't schools focus on just being smaller schools and adjusting to the new reality of just fewer students? So why is it that they're focusing on maintaining their student population rather than just being leaner and better?
Well, this didn't get into the article, but I quoted the superintendent of Catholic schools as saying, if you keep the enrollment up, it's easier to maintain the programs and maintain the salaries for the teachers. They deserve a decent salary, and you need this financial background to help pay them.
Well, even public schools lay off teachers, so why not do the same thing? Or businesses that don't have enough income, why not they lay off employees? So is that some kind of holy grail that you can't lay off teachers to accommodate fewer students?
No, it's not a holy grail, but I think any time you lay off people, you feel bad about it. And these religious schools went out of their way of talking about the good feeling that they had about their school and the religious practices that they were teaching these students, and they wanted to keep as many of their good teachers in there as possible. You don't like laying off people.
Okay. There are so many – I can't even think of them all at the moment, but there are so many techniques, if you will, to get the notice of parents or to attract students, and some of them are actually just that, which is really courting the parents to get them to enroll their kids in the schools, or yard signs, or – various statistics that schools have to attract the interest of parents and kids. First of all, maybe just tell us about some of the techniques that they're using to attract students and parents.
Well, what alerted me to the article was the fact that I saw a number of yard signs advertising open houses last fall. There's a strong effort to get parents into these schools to see, in effect, what they have to sell. And then they worked very strongly on word of mouth. And Nicolet, for instance, which is a public high school, every year has the students come in on a red carpet every the first day of school in September to show them how wanted they are. The former Nicolet superintendent, Rick Monroe, was very clear about his job of finding as many students as he can to get into that school. The more students he could get, the more state aid he could get, and it's better for the school's budget.
Well, what about academics? I mean, are academics stronger? Are they touting their school's performance records? Are they saying that if your kid goes here, they're going to be smarter? Or are they just saying if your child goes here, they'll just have a better chance of getting into college? I mean, I didn't really get the sense that academics were being pushed as a selling point.
Oh, in fairness, all the principals that I interviewed were very good at selling their schools. And they strongly emphasized academics. At Brookfield East, for instance, they talked about the 2012 graduating class, and they had 98% of the people who had started 4 years ago graduating on time. The emphasis was that teachers at Brookfield East care about failing students and do everything possible to make them succeed.
There's this perception out there that private schools always have the pick of the litter, if you will, and they don't have to deal with the more, I guess, problematic students or the less students that aren't achieving as much. So is that, first of all, was it ever a reality? But is that something that you find that private schools are now, as they take more public money for vouchers and school choice candidates, are they having to actually make that adjustment, if that was ever something they had to adjust to?
I found that Milwaukee Lutheran High School had something like 67% of their student body as choice students, and they were going out of their way to make sure that those choice students were feeling comfortable academically, or at least they tried very hard to make sure that they succeeded. But in fact, in the numbers on these state tests, the public schools had more students, had a higher percentage of students that were advanced in reading and mathematics, or proficient in reading and mathematics, than the private schools. So it's just clear to me that I don't think private schools can afford to be that more selective anymore.
Being that is the case then, are private schools losing some of the mystique? I mean, if achievement is becoming more equal, then what is the draw? I mean, to me, that was a very strong part of the draw to send kids to private school, is that they will achieve higher scores and get into better colleges.
In talking to the private schools, the principals of the private schools, they primarily emphasized the wisdom of teaching religion and teaching that religion was more than just going to church on Sunday, that they were offering, as one person said, a God force at their schools. That was very clear to me, and they meant it.
Well, I mentioned it, and as did you, which is the interplay between this new paradigm of trying to attract students and vouchers, school choice. Is that going to heat up again? It's always been a very touchy issue, still is. This has added a whole other dimension to it, trying to attract even more students to private schools to fill falling enrollments.
Well, several principals were very clear on the fact that they didn't think that taking money away from the public schools to help with the voucher system was going to help the public schools. And they felt the state was coming to a tipping point where the state is going to really have to decide just how many vouchers students it'll allow statewide. And I quoted Senator Olson again, the chairman of the Senate Education Committee, as saying he didn't think the state could afford to do both. And if they did both, it would mean an increasing taxes for people or reducing the amount of money that they would be able to send to public schools. There's just so much money to go around. And that issue, I think, will continue to come up in the coming years.
Earlier, you mentioned China and that some schools are actually not only courting Chinese students, but going over there and courting Chinese students. Is that pretty unprecedented. Is that something that we've just never seen here before? That seems like a long way to go to get students to come here.
To the best of my knowledge, it is a new phenomenon. A school sending to its president and admissions director, which Pius did earlier this year, and to spend 5 days in China and spending a number of days in China and going to 5 big cities, I believe it was, is unprecedented.
Are they having success in finding students? And that's quite – they're not voucher students either. The parents are going to pay a lot of money to send them here.
Yeah, the parents will pay more than $30,000 each for the students, and they seem to be having success. I don't think they'd do it if they weren't.
Just my impression is that it seems almost manic. It just seems like it's a free-for-all trying to do anything possible to find students just to fill the numbers that they want.
I wouldn't describe it as manic, but it's cutthroat. And these principals just obviously have changed. When you get sent to a principal's office when you're in school, it's one thing. When I got sent to these principal's offices, I met these people who were optimistic, smiling, and really did a good job in selling the pluses of their school. I wouldn't call it manic, but it is very heated.
Well, Larry Sussman, thank you for coming on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Writer Larry Sussman's article on high school marketing is in the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. There's a link to it from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Larry Sussman spoke with Dan Harmon. A boutique owner and an artist are collaborating on a fabric pattern. We'll hear why after a break on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. ¶¶